Okay, I am here with the First Lady of Movie Torture, and she has a huge announcement for everyone watching this reel right now. First Lady, what is it?
It is huge. You will either love it or you will hate it, but I am officially part of... What's it called? Now I'm for having a brain fart. The cast. Part of the cast for Movie Torture. No, I had a complete brain fart. But yes, I will now be on the podcast every week for Movie Torture. So if you're a fan, congrats. If you're not a fan, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's forget you if now. You're not a fan. How could you not be a fan? MTD is at the beach celebrating the fact that you are officially on the show. Every Monday, Movie Torture. Download it, subscribe, leave us a review. Tell us how much you love Hannah on the show.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Lots of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. I gotta tell you, I want to thank the Hopecast Network for making this podcast possible. If you're listening to this right now, please like and subscribe. Leave us a review on iTunes and Spotify. I think Spotify, you just do the star thing. But iTunes, you actually write something out. That would be appreciated if you enjoy this. If you don't worry. You don't got to leave us a review. But today, I want to talk about God's Gym membership. Yeah, when I say the word gym membership, some of you cringed. My son just came back from college this past week, a couple weeks ago, and my wife got him a gym membership for just 2 weeks of being here so he could go work out. But 1 Timothy 4:8 says, physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Okay, I'm going to confess to you guys, it's just you and me listening or talking right now. I don't like the gym. Not the idea of the gym. I love the idea of being strong and fit. Like, if I could lose my belly and have muscles, I would probably choose that avenue. But the actual gym, treadmills that are just sitting there and you're going, although I did see an article recently that said treadmills, actually, you lose more weight on a treadmill than you do running. Dumbbells, they make me feel, well, dumb, because I remember when I was younger, I would try to lift those. I never know. I look weak. And then there's always that one guy in there going, hoo. You know who I'm talking about. It might be you listening. And it's a scary grunt, I'm telling you. Those guys, intimidating. But here's the thing. Working out really does matter. If you train your body, you get stronger. If you train your body, you get healthier and more energized. You can run farther, lift heavier, and maybe even open that jar of pickles without calling for backup. You know, last night I was trying to open up a spice, and I couldn't get it open. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to work out. But you see, Paul says, physical training is of some value. He's not knocking exercise, guys. He's just saying there's something better. Training your body helps for this life, but training your soul, growing in godliness, pays off not just now, but for eternity. Think about it. Muscles grow when they're pushed, stretched, and even torn. Same with faith. When life pushes you, when your patience is being stretched, and let me tell you, if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. When you feel torn in trust, when someone you love has broken that trust, that's when godliness grows. Prayer is like cardio. Scripture is like strength training. Serving others is core work. Man, I know these terms. Sometimes painful, but it stabilizes everything. So, another confession. Kristen and I, my wife, we joined Planet Fitness. We had this idea. We're going to join Planet Fitness. first of the year, many years ago, early on in our marriage, we signed up online and we high-fived each other. We thought we were so cool. But here's the thing. We never once went into Planet Fitness to work out. I know that sounds really bonkers. We didn't train. We had no results. We were just donating our money to Planet Fitness like it was a charity. Yeah, we never went in. The only time we ever went in Planet Fitness was you had to go in to actually cancel the membership. How bonkers is that? But you see, a lot of Christians are like that. We've got the membership. We come to church. We might even own a Bible app. We might even own a Bible or be on the Bible app. But we're not actually training. We wonder why our faith feels weak when storms hit, but we've skipped spiritual leg days for years. Paul's point is simple. You don't stumble into godliness. Just like abs don't magically appear. If they did, I would be amazed. It would be amazing. A godly life comes from consistent training. So here's my challenge. What's one exercise you can commit to this week? Maybe it's 10 minutes of prayer. Maybe it's serving one person who can't pay you back. Maybe it's memorizing a verse, because little reps add up. And over time, you'll discover the training in godliness will carry you further than any workout plan ever could. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for these listeners. Thank you for the words you placed before me, Father, the words that I get to share. Thank you for the spiritual reps that we can have, Father. It's always good to hear that. I pray for the week upcoming for every listener. We ask all these things in your holy name. Amen. Hey, what a day. Make sure you like and subscribe. If you have a question you want to ask me, I'll read it on the air. Go to thehopecastnetwork.com. You just click on that little mic in the right corner. You can ask it. But with that being said, my name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.